Toronto Zoomer Radio, always the original greatest hits. Tom Petty and The Doors on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Lots of news about the TTC in recent times. Extra policing on subway platforms, buses, streetcars recently pulled back. And then this week, the City of Toronto announced it was partnering with a community organization called Leap of Faith Together, or LOFT, to offer people experiencing homelessness greater access to physical and mental health services. So the question is, do you feel safe on the TTC these days? Admittedly, we're not hearing the same number of stories that we have been hearing. There's a brand new course you can take called Self-Defense on Public Transit, Elite Self-Defense for the Everyday Citizen. It's being offered by the Toronto Krav Maga Academy owner, Chris Gagne, joins us now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's pretty scary to think that riding the TTC requires a lesson in self-defense.
It is. I mean, Toronto is relatively safe, but to some other places. But unfortunately, yeah, like you mentioned, in the last 2 years, there's been many reports of violence. We've been approached by many, many people asking for some kind of practical skills just to feel a bit safer, situational awareness, but also just some hands-on tips to be safe. So it is, yeah, it is a bit alarming. There are things you can do to enhance your safety.
I remember years ago, I was living in the Yonge Eglinton area, and there had been a rash of crimes on the TTC. Like, this would have been back in the, maybe in the mid to late 90s. And I did take a self-defense course through Toronto Police Services. And I never had to use what they taught me. And it was just like a couple of hours to go in and learn how to be more aware of your surroundings and how to walk and how to stand and, you know, various ways to look like you're in, you know, in control of the area. And it made me feel better. So I felt less uncomfortable about my surroundings. So I want you to tell me, what is Krav Maga and how will it help me to at least maybe protect myself or feel safer?
Krav Maga is a very practical self-defense system. Its focus is on safety, personal safety, and it's a bit different than combat sports in that in combat sports, you're focused on one opponent, someone of your own weight class. Krav Maga looks at situations that could be very unpredictable, attacks from different directions. And the focus and how it can help us is, again, on situational awareness, as you mentioned. Being aware of your surroundings, putting your phone down if possible, mm-hmm. being aware of body language, escape routes, understanding your basic environment. And we also offer some basic practical skills, how to defend from a sitting position, how to protect against armed attacks. We've had a huge request for people wanting to know, how do we avoid being pushed in front of a moving vehicle, for instance. So it's a very practical system that stresses situational awareness and offers some very basic practical skills in terms of protecting yourself. So it's about survival. It's not about defeating someone like in a combat situation. It's more about just surviving and you know, preserving your safety.
Yeah, and I would think getting out of harm's way, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it is still a little bit unnerving to think I might need to use some self-defense tactic in order to, take my subway ride home. Your course isn't suggesting that we harm someone who's coming after us or who's causing harm in the space that we're in, is it? Or
no, it's quite the opposite. It's we suggest that the best self-defense is avoidance, actually.
Hmm.
And that's where the situational awareness comes from. If you sense any kind of danger, and that could be from observing something, someone's body language, or you sense someone's agitated, you hear a loud voice, for instance, or just your intuition tells you to leave a place, you know, you should really listen to that and try to avoid that. And as you mentioned, how you present yourself, standing tall, presenting your own confidence, just a lot of these preventative measures, and certainly not hurting someone. You protect yourself with physical force if you have to, but as soon as possible, you try to get out of the situation. It's about just being safe, protecting yourself, and that's it.
Yeah, and so being hyper and being hyper aware, I think. You just really have to pay attention
exactly.
to who is around you, and trust your gut. If it feels weird to you, then remove yourself from the situation. It doesn't matter if you think you're being hypersensitive. Just remove yourself from the situation and find another place to feel safer. I want you to give us the who, what, where, and when details on your course self-defense on public transit, elite self-defense for the everyday citizen. When can we take that?
Yeah, so we set up a first workshop on April 2nd, but then there's such a demand, we set up two more on April 23rd. And all three of those workshops are at FITCO, which is at 1047 Girard Street West. They're at 1:30 and 4 o'clock, back-to-back workshops, so people can go to either or. And they can contact us at Civilian Self-Defense Academy on Facebook. We just set that up. And my email is torontocrab, with a K, at gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Crav. You're spelling it K-R-A-V, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Give it to us one more time, the email address, please.
Yeah, it's Toronto, Crab with a K, at gmail.com.
Okay, good luck with the courses, and thanks for offering it to riders.
Oh, our pleasure, for sure, and thanks for having us.
Chris Gagne is owner of Toronto Krav Maga Academy.